listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
It's the Christmas episode. Cue Santa.
Jingle Christmas, yay.
Jingle the bells.
We bring great tidings to you and your families, from goons to your house. That's all I got. I don't know.
You need to do that over again.
Dude, I'm not feeling it at all this year. There's like no Christmas spirit. The day before is gone, or whatever that game was called. Work sucks. Last Pokemon DLC came out, and I'm scared. Rob's hundreds of miles away.
That's the nightmare before Christmas.
I'm on the naughty list this year. I don't know what I did, but Santa was like, no Rob.
If you could have
because of those pictures I found.
Let's just say you got to meet Santa. Santa's like, ho ho ho, Merry Christmas. Here's the thing. You're on the naughty list. There's a way to get off of it forever, and it's by challenging me to a fist fight. Like, as you are, we're throwing hands. You can use anything like that's around you. Like, you can grab whatever. And if you win, you're always on the good list, and you get like, you know, the best presents ever. But if you don't, you always get in coal. Do you take that fight?
Beat him up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat him up.
To throw hands with the big man?
Yeah, you gonna fight Santa?
Hell yeah.
I'd curb stop him. George, you're saying there's nothing in your room you could use as a weapon?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
You said as you are, so that implies that you don't have a weapon on you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I said you could use your surroundings, so like...
See, he's changing the narrative to fit his goals.
Oh, I mean, yeah, shit. In that case, I don't give a fuck, where's a trash can or something? Like,
yeah, but so can he. So, like, he could, you know, that's when he, like, pulls out of his pocket, like, a brass knuckle that says ho 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 on it. Santa's geared up. He's got a sack full of presents that can be used as weapons. Santa's got a gun.
At the point in my life where I will throw hands with anybody, knowing full well I'm gonna lose. Just like, let's just fight. No. You kick my ass.
See,
as long as I get a few shots in, you know.
No, see, I don't want to throw hands because I'm gonna be like.
Perfect streamer face. No.
I'd hardly call my face perfect streamer face. Rob, come on.
Damn.
I'm trying to think who has like a perfect streamer face. I mean, XQC is, I mean, like a good looking dude, so I guess him, right? Like as a man.
Like Ludwig, I would say.
Definitely Ludwig, yeah.
You're gonna say Ludwig and you're not gonna mention Germa? That's crazy.
One Piece?
You know what? That's a little too generous. Germa actually looks like a serial killer. Never mind.
Yeah. He's got that,
I don't know who that is.
Jeffrey Epstein look to him or something.
What does that mean? His intentions?
You
or
know what it means.
Oh, okay. Huh. And then as for girls, I couldn't tell you because they're all so unbelievably caked up with makeup that it's really...
I heard an S and maybe a T forming there.
Yes, I honestly don't know what you're... I really meant to say caked up and...
Glaked.
Glazed? I don't know. I was just saying caked up and right. I don't know. I'll put it out there in the ether. I don't like watching streamers for the most part, but no. I also don't care for like 99% of like just normal streamers that just talk to people. I don't know. I don't get like the appeal. I think you have to be a simp. That's like the, like, remember Doug, remember when we were in the Amaranth chat for like, she was away for an hour? Remember that?
Oh yeah, she was just like, yeah, I gotta go.
I'll be right back. Bye. And then, yeah, I mean, we went to Amaranth's chat and it's just like, it's the most white knights we've ever seen in our lives. And then she leaves for literally, she's like, oh, I'll be right back. Leave for a fucking hour. And then she comes back like, oh, yeah, I just had to get a different suit or something. It's like, dude. And everyone's like, no, the best part was that Derek was like, guys, I'm seriously worried.
I'm super worried. Yeah, something's going to happen. It's been right. Too long.
And some people were like, oh, no, everything's okay. Others were like, I'm worried, too. Like, yeah, I am.
It's been a while.
It's been Oh my god, I love that. That was so funny.
Personal relationships were a mistake.
Yeah, you don't gotta tell me or you or George or Derek. Some people just get connected to streamers too much, and it's like cringe. You know, it's like
it's the
I don't know, but that's the Goons Games and Gears tip of the week or of the month. Don't attach a weird.
Or you're being silly.
Yeah, yeah. Damn it! That should have been our tagline. Don't be a simp or you're being silly. We need a montage of Rob quotes. You know, don't be a simp or you're being silly. Shut up. And I'm gonna coom. That's good to see you guys. But yeah, it's the last episode of December. We're here and we're having a good time. I'm glad everyone's still alive. I'm barely hanging on, but what's that? It's not that different from a normal week, right? Right, guys? Yeah, just hanging on.
It's
all around me are familiar faces.
Nice. Okay, let's just start with the huge, big old news. But first, like, comment, subscribe, become a member today for our YouTube. Join our Discord. We're having community night on the 22nd, which is going to be Lethal Company, and it's up to, what, 20 players? That's the mod?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, up to 20 players.
Something like that, yeah.
Bigger lobbies one.
Yeah. We have almost half, right? We're at like 8 people.
Possibly more. I just got to figure, like, we might be at 9.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Perfect. Okay, well, join us there. Join our Discord to let us know you want to tag along. Anyone's invited. Unless you hate us, in which case, really join, because then you can air your grievances live. But, yeah, anyway.
Points if you make me cry.
Oh, man, yeah. Is it Festivus already?
Festivus! Festivus for the rest of us! That's a good tattoo. Anyway, so I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but there was an insane leak from Insomniac Games, which is the Spider-Man PlayStation, basically PlayStation's golden child here. And what happened was a ransomware site group. They're like, hey, give us the big monies or we're leaking your stuff. And Insomniac's like, hell no, we're not giving you money, you fakers. And they weren't faking. they had everything. They literally had everything. And I kind of feel bad. Well, actually, I feel really bad for him. But there's like so many stuff that's talked about. Like, for example, Ratchet and Clank was technically like a failure. And they don't plan on doing another game till like 2029, which sucks. There's a bunch of Spider-Man 2 DLC. Did you see this stuff?
I didn't see like the full list that had come out. I just saw that like this stuff had leaked.
OK, so there's like Wolverine gameplay in pre-alpha. Which it just looks like Spider-Man, but with death. let's see here. Yeah, I think it was kind of cool. Let's see here. There's like, apparently Sun. What was that game? Sunset? Sunrise? What was the one Insomniac game that's on Xbox?
Sunset Overdrive.
Thank you. It made a profit of $300.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, $300. That sucks.
Yeah, that's rough.
The budget for Spider-Man 1 was like 50 million. Spider-Man 2 was like 360 million, which I don't truly understand, but here we are. Let's see. I'm just trying to point out the big ones.
That's a lot of leaked information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they got everything. There's
not even counting the internal employee HR documents, tax information, internal company messages, computer information, termination forms, and even passport details.
Yeah, it's really messed up. a Venom game coming out. And then I already said this, and how they're working on Spider-Man, and it's going to be like a Spider-Verse kind of game or something weird like that. Oh, and apparently Sony has like the rights for X-Men games for 2030.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just want to know which ones.
Wow, actual X-Men content? That's crazy.
Look, this might be a hot take, but I genuinely don't really care for X-Men.
I would just want like another Deadpool game because that was a cool one.
The Deadpool game was cool. I liked that. I liked that one. I think X-Men are cool. I like the X-Men, but I only like certain ones.
Oh. Yeah, I just like Nightcrawler because when he teleports, the smell is like a fart. You know, that's I think pretty handy. Yeah, Nightcrawler.
I do like me some Gambit.
He's the card thrower, true, right?
True. Yeah.
Wolverine's cool, I guess. I think Cyclops is super overrated.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just like, cool, you can shoot a laser beam. What a power. You know how pissed I'd be in a world of cool powers? I just get to shoot lasers. You know how like unuseful that is in any situation? Unless you're getting bullied and you're like, dude, don't push me. They're like, what are you gonna do? They're like, oh my god, you lasered my arm off. Like, I told you not to bully me. Mommy, yeah, he lasered my arm. Like, what do you like? What you can stand up to any bully ever, so that's pretty cool. But other than that, it's a pretty useless ability. Who's the one that like sucks your energy dry?
Rogue.
Yeah, that just sounds like a worthless life. Like, why? Like, you don't get to do anything fun. You can't have sex with anyone. You know,
Gambit's still gonna try to smash. He don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, get up on them guts.
Yeah. Like, and I'm pretty sure I know this is a spinoff and not really the focus of everything, but I forget exactly who it was. But Rogue like absorbed the powers of, was it Miss Marvel?
Or Miss Marvel isn't a mutant.
I'm not saying no. Whatever.
Got him.
But and then that's how she was permanently able to like fly and shit like that.
Permanently?
Yeah, she almost killed somebody, like fully killed somebody by absorbing so many powers that she inherently just has them all the time.
You know a good X-Men game? Yeah. Well, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
That was the best one.
Yeah, like the only good.
The other Marvel games haven't been that great. Like Marvel vs. Capcom, but it's not a Marvel game. It's a fighting game with Capcom and Marvel characters.
Right.
No, Deadly Alliance, even 2 was good. I didn't play the third one.
Deadly Alliance, wasn't that a Mortal Kombat game?
There was a Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, but we're
there. You played a. You played the third one, right? It was like
Marvel versus Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like the Black Hand or something. Like,
yeah, they did like 2 pretty cool DLCs with like Thanos and stuff too.
Wasn't there and,
I think the Guardians.
Wasn't there an X-Men game that came out years ago and it was like a linear one? You can only pick or like you made your mutant, right? Anyone remember this?
Was there?
In-game.
Yes, it was X-Men Destiny.
Oh. Didn't it like suck or something?
Yeah, it like died. But then they had like the Marvel MMO game that was apparently really good. I never got to play it, but
I don't know. I played the DC Universe online for a while.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah.
Did have fun?
It's an MMO.
Why did it feel like you were interrogating him on whether or not it was fun or not?
I was asking. I'm going to download it on my Switch. Is it fun or is it not?
Do you like MMOs and playing them by yourself?
I don't like playing anything by myself.
Then no.
Oh. You know, also had a really stupid power. I think his name was Angel. The one with just like angel wings, right?
Angel, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Archangel. Yeah.
I mean, like, sure, flying's cool and all, but you get like any fire on those wings, it's over. A bullet, maybe? I don't
remember
know
that one X-Men movie that opened with this dude like scratching at wings growing in, trying to remove them, and I remember that being really weird.
Yeah, I don't know why they
get off. I hate flying. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I could use it for any fun. Like, I feel like if you're flying like just with wings, right? I think you're gonna run into like a flock of like seagulls or something,
right? It's like flying a plane, right? Like a seagull's gonna fly into it.
It's like, I'm free.
I swallowed a bug.
But I didn't account for bats. Oh my god, they're everywhere.
It's nighttime.
Why am I flying? Yeah,
in terms of flying, right? Another thing that I frequently think of because I have nothing better to do with my life. If you were to fly, right, do you automatically gain a resistance to altitude? Or no? Because if not, you go up, you're just going to suffocate and die anyway.
I don't think, like, automatically. I think you have to, like, learn. You have to, like, put yourself up there for a while and, like, train your body to get used to it.
Yeah, but
it'd be cold. Where, like, right, right.
It would be
right.
cold. So, like, you have the power to fly, but within reason.
Could you imagine you're flying in the south and some redneck is like, what the fuck is that?
Mom's an alien! We're gonna take it down!
My first thought would be like, it's a Jeepers Creepers thing. I'm like, I'm taking this fucker out.
Yeah.
Like, what is like...
how this movie ends. Come on.
Like, what's the legal defense there? It's like, dude, he was flying... like, it looks like some monster flying in the sky.
Defense. It's coming right for us.
Well, sir, let me tell you.
Look.
I ain't never seen... truck.
Dirk and I were sitting there, having a couple beers. Someone's flying above our heads. Didn't look right, sir.
I thought...
God-fearing American, and I am... preserving our nation. It was self national defense.
I swear I saw it going towards the towers. I could have sworn it went in that direction.
I
okay
know, I had a flashback.
Mr. Obama did that. Mr. Bush, not again.
Look, our tallest tower's that way. Flying dudes that way. I didn't want to take any chances.
I ain't no good at math, but I put two and two together today.
Sir, you crippled this man. He has a hole in his stomach and he can't fly anymore. Yeah, well, I saved the country from another terror threat.
Oh, yeah. I took down the attacker.
Officer, do you know math? 1 + 1? Dead some bitch.
Dead some bitch. Also, if you're flying, like, with his powers, this might just be a deep dive in that, in inappropriate X-Men powers. Like, if I'm flying, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I will poop in the sky. You know, like, you're just flying there.
I'm going up there, you know. Gonna
like,
stop me.
So
I'm
you're telling me pigeons can do it, but when I do it, it's a crime?
You're telling me shrimp fried this rice?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that line of liquid coming down?
I think it's raining. That ain't rain.
That ain't rain at all. get inside.
That's what the folk call Sea Man.
Is that Taco Bell bag? Lord, family, get inside. Get inside.
What kind of heathen eats Taco Bell and Chipotle?
Oh, and Chipotle.
All at the same time.
I don't know, and it just doesn't seem like a. Well, I guess you can make it fun. I feel like there'd be a lot of issues, like if you're drunk flying, like can you be naked in the sky?
I'm listening.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, like if I can fly, that's like that should be above the law, you know. And I don't know. I'd like to fly to friends' houses and just like pick them up. Or actually, you know what? I would like to just grab things from the ground and just drop them from really high and just like bombard people.
You right, know? And just see what happens.
Honestly, I kind of just want you to tuck me in.
I don't need wings to do that.
Yeah.
Kind of needs a purpose, Rob.
And I could fly right over there to tuck you in. That's what I would do with it, Rob.
Oh, wow.
Derek, yeah. You've been gone for like 4 days. Yeah, flying's not as fast as you think. My body mass. Lot of bathroom. Yeah, exactly. You're going against like what is his name? Quicksilver?
Wait. So that's just going against Quicksilver with super speed, like
right, it's like oh.
Well that's like a stupid part of flying too, right? You still have to like you can't go that fast. Your like skin will melt off. You're not like going like fighter jet speed, right?
Right.
Like they never thought of that with the flying ability. So I'm only doing like 50 miles an hour. I'm better off just driving to Rob.
I don't even know if you'll do 50. Depends on like, yeah. Like is it your weight? Are the wings muscles? You know, like I.
Right.
If it rains, you just like you know you go like I'm going down.
It's raining. I gotta go hide in my nest.
Oh my god.
My feathers can't get wet.
There's a hawk in the sky.
Dude, that's what I would do. I would pretend everybody's like a field mouse. Just like...
Timmy, get out of the field! You just see like a shadow going out. Let's fly, Timmy! Stop, let me go! Yeah, so let's hope that this X-Men game isn't on Angel. I think that's like the worst one. That's
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, the first X-Men game, right, is going to be the Wolverine, right? So.
Yeah, but it's before he's an X-Man. It's like when he's like
so a dick. Another origin story? Because that's exactly what we need.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get those metal claws? Yeah,
like X-Men Origins Wolverine, the movie.
The movie, the game.
The movie, the game.
You mean one where Ryan Reynolds went, Jackman. Yeah, the one where Ryan Reynolds went, I need to make a Deadpool movie to fix this.
If Rob had Wolverine claws, he would have actually murdered probably me and Derek when we were younger. He'd you know that signature Rob punch? It'd be a Rob stab. Yeah,
he'd shoot out like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
I think you punctured a kidney.
It's a common problem that happens to a lot of guys.
I'm so sorry. This never has happened before. I'm so sorry. I'm
not used to, you're just so beautiful. I don't know.
I really want you to be my girlfriend. I'm so sorry. Sir, this is the fourth woman you've stabbed. We're starting to think it's not a coincidence. Yeah, no. She's a bitch.
Or is it?
Anyway, back to this lake. So we just went on a huge tangent about flying. I honestly feel bad for Insomniac. This is like one of the biggest game leaks that we've ever had. It spoils everything. So like when the Venom game comes out, everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, I already knew," which ruins the hype. Derek's not gonna be like, "Oh my god!" He's gonna be like, "Cool, we get to finally hear some video." Yeah. Also, I'm not seeing Web of Shadows 2 on here. I'm not seeing that.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the things I want to see, like the X-Men Orgy game I've been asking for.
You know what's great, by the way? I'm looking at Insomniac. In their current titles, Derek, this is probably more relevant to you than anybody else in the group. Okay. Song of the Deep is a current title.
How is it? What? Current?
What is Song of the Deep?
You go to Insomniac Games, and you go to their games page, and you scroll down a little bit. It says current titles, Ratchet right. & Clank Rift Apart, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Stormland, Ratchet & Clank for the PS4, The Unspoken, Edge of Nowhere, Feral Rights, and Song of the Deep is a current title. Song of the Deep was made in the days where GameStop was trying to make video games. And Insomniac went, yeah, fuck it, we'll make one.
I forgot GameStop tried to make video games.
Yeah.
I think that was awful.
It still is, guys. It still is.
Oh no! All I was gonna do was for intents and purposes for people who weren't aware, Insomniac is also the people behind like Spyro the Dragon, Ratchet and Clank, Sunset Overdrive, Resistance, Overnauts, Bad Dinos, Fruit Passage, blah 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 blah. Trying to find other big ones. Didn't they do? No. No, I'm thinking something different. That's it. They also did Spyro. Spyro's pretty cool. I like Spyro.
Also. PlayStation I had McDonald's before this. That was rough. Anyway, apparently PlayStation, like, they're pushing off Ratchet and Clank because it just did not sell enough to justify a faster release, which I guess is sad.
Yeah, the last one was really good.
Rift Apart
was good, yeah. Or the game based off the movie based off the game.
No, that one was meh. Rift Apart was really good.
The game based off the movie based off the game.
Yeah, the PS4, the like the new Ratchet and Clank was a game based off of the Ratchet and Clank movie that was coming out, which was based off of the original Ratchet and Clank game. So
right, it was their way of rebooting it in a really stupid and confusing way.
Yeah,
what's weird is that it looks like they have nothing coming out for 2024. They have nothing coming out for 2027. But in the Venom like games coming out in the end of 2025, apparently, and there's a new IP in 2031. So like they have plans for like the rest of the decade, but
Yeah. I mean, now, so there's like Spider-Man 2 DLC playing. Oh,
looks oh right. Like. Yeah, I'm talking about like game, like actual games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like actual games now. It looks like, yeah, they. Which, yeah. I mean, I think that's fair because I. What was the last Insomniac game? It was Rift Apart, right?
Wouldn't it be Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So. Oh. It's been a few years. So.
What's weird is that they haven't taken my letter seriously about the Rob Dating Simulator game pitch I've had.
Dude, I know. Yeah. It's another studio that's really just like going down the toilet, and you know, we're giving them free money. Right, Rob?
Here's the problem with the Spider-Man 2,
sure, if that's DLC. What you want to call it.
I platinumed it, so it's already uninstalled. I'm not reinstalling it to play some DLC.
But it's a Carnage DLC.
I know. It says free DLC, well, open world mission, off. Boss fight, which kind of pisses me off because Carnage itself deserves. He's like such a strong villain that everyone refuses to fucking utilize. His name is Carnage. Let him murder. How hard is that to fucking comprehend?
You know what? Maybe we'll get an M-rated game of Venom, and it will be Venom versus Carnage.
No, because the DLC is coming out before the Venom game. Look, I just want the Venom guy to just destroy the death chick, and then it just makes Miles, and by destroy, I mean, like, actually just murder her. And then Miles goes on this rampage. He's like, you killed the only woman who ever will love me because she can't hear me. And then he fights Carnage. And then they kiss a little bit, which kind of confuses you. But then you get into a bigger fight and Spider-Man comes in. And Peter's like, oh, my God, I have to fix this. Miles, you suck at Spider-Man. I'm not retiring anymore. And then he beats the crap out of Carnage. And then they live ever after, happily ever after. And then, spoiler, Shrek comes in. And that's like the cliffhanger.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no.
I play it. I'm really excited for this. I hope this is true. This Spider-Man, The Great Web. Did you guys read that one?
No, I saw it.
Multiplayer Spider-Man game.
I don't believe it.
The concepts look so cool. It's like four Spider-Men. So it looks like you play as Peter, Miles, Gwen, and I don't know who that last person is. But
Agent Venom? Like, wait, I think it's
Spider-Girl. It's there's a character select. Right. It's like the other Peter Parker, Gwen Stacy, Anya Corazon, who's the Spider-Girl in that like new movie, Miguel.
Okay.
So it looks like there was like a class system they were gonna do. But yeah, there's like screenshots of them fighting like Venom and Sandman and stuff and Mysterio.
Yeah, like, here's
just cool.
Here's the thing, though. I remember this kind of concept for another game called Gotham Knights, and
and it's working so well.
Wait, what? That looks so. Yeah, I mean, the venomized Sandman.
Wait, what was the game called again? Spider what?
The only reason I noticed Rob left is because my video.
Spider-Man, the Great Web, the Great Web. He is so upset about the leaks and stuff that he just can't. It's like Archetype, the other Spider-Man, Peter Parker. Yeah, I'm seeing this. We'll just keep working until he decides to come back. But is this what they're working on?
It looks so cool. I don't know. It's not this like I want this like whole slideshow. Like the first couple slides says like multiplayer open world action adventure game. And then it's just like actual like market research. But the concept arts just look so cool. Like one has like a bunch of screenshots and it's like it's just showing them doing different things. A spider hero for every player. A multiverse that matters. The ultimate New York City sandbox. A welcome neighborhood.
Okay. Could you imagine a neighborhood that just hates you? Like, fuck you, Spider-Man!
Get the fuck out of my town, Spider-Man! Oh, this screenshot here. Marvel Spider-Man meets GTA Online.
Yeah.
That just sounds cool.
I don't think you could... I don't see the GTA Online part, but this is all conceptual because it's not in their, like, their forecast.
So, by the way, because of that screenshot that you were just talking about where it was Spider-Man meets GTA Online, there's a Reddit post that links a bunch of the images for the game. and the like uploaded like the top vote right now with like 639 upvotes is, damn, I'm sad we didn't get a chance to pay for Stark cards.
Ew.
They could still do it.
But like, you know, because of the Stark cards and shit. Like,
right.
I thought that was great.
They could still do Tony Stark cards.
Tony Stark. I could still do Tony Stark cards. I mean, I'm all for a multiplayer Spider-Man game, but I'd rather it just be like a co-op, and then it's like just a co-op like Spider-Man 2. You know, I don't know. Like the raid style stuff doesn't, I feel like it'll get boring because there's not a lot of differences between spider people. And they're fighting, their fighting style would be different, but realistically, but the difference between Peter Parker and like Gwen Stacy, and I could be wrong here, is that like it's really how they go about fighting. But like they both just use webs. Not like Parker's smart, so you could use tech, but right. You know, she doesn't, right? She's just,
yeah. I think that's the only difference, is that
it's right.
The way that they fight, but their usage of the powers is all the same. Like,
right,
flip,
right.
Flip. Oh, swing around. Maybe one of them like lasso some people and shit. But like, yeah, Parker can use like tech. Miles has
Venom,
which again, didn't understand why. Like,
it was in the comics.
I have a power called Venom, but also have a symbiote called Venom.
Because like they basically, it's only because in the Miles Morales stories, they never, or to my knowledge, never have a Venom storyline, because Miles Morales only exists when Peter Parker is dead in that reality.
True.
So this is the only time we've ever had both in the same timeline that we're, you know, assuming Peter lives, but he probably doesn't.
I could be wrong, and you know what? This is a perfect time to go ahead and shill this. Join the Discord. You can fill us in on all of this information that we may or may not be getting wrong. We'd love to hear about it, and I would always talk about it. So just at me on there. But does Miles actually ever go up against Carnage, though? Because there's so many like images and shit of like Miles in a Carnage suit. So,
oh my god, the fact that it says pingas on the stream is great. I think they had it like
everyone. It looks like my internet decided to crap the bed there.
I think that was just more like a what if scenario in Spider-Man 2 with the suit, but
right.
Either way, like it looks cool, I'd be interested. But back to Insomniac itself, though, just to kind of tie this off. Genuinely feel bad for them, but I'm impressed that they stood their ground. Although I really don't think you'd have what choice do you have? I don't think they're going to spend millions of dollars just to say, please don't you know, show my info. Please don't, you know. Right. So they just also side note, it is Insomniac related, but apparently in one of these documents it shows PlayStation is like terrified of Xbox now because they have Activision and Game Pass. And they're like really worried about the future because they're like, they don't really see a good reason why people are going to pick PlayStation when like at some point Call of Duty will just be the main focus on Xbox Plus.
That seems like a really bad move.
What seems like a bad move?
What, as far as just focusing on Call of Duty and nothing else?
No. I mean like the fact that Xbox can focus on Call of Duty, like advertising and like oh, on Xbox, you know?
Man, I must have really missed something while I was gone.
Oh, no, you missed nothing. I'm just pointing out there's a document that, like, PlayStation is pretty much terrified of Xbox now because even though they're selling consoles more, they basically understand that Xbox in the long run is going to sell more software because of Activision plus Game Pass.
I want to know what Bluepoint is making. They really, there's like a concept art for their next game. Bluepoint's the guys who like are in charge of remaking old games. And I don't know what this game is, but it looks sweet.
Is it Shadow of the Dead Simulator 2024?
I hope so.
I yeah, by the way, just circling back real fast, because I was like, no, I'm almost positive he did. It was Absolute Carnage number 2 in 2019. So it's a newer thing, but Miles did go up against Carnage. He actually became like a thrall of the symbiote for a little bit. So he's like traumatized by Carnage. But okay, that's all I needed.
Good. Carnage, don't twist my nipples. No! Ah, my nipples!
Great, don't do it!
I'm doing my nips! They're pepperonis now! They're pepperonis! But yeah, pour one out for Insomniac, one of the best game studios that now has all... you know what? I'll say this. Fuck you, ransomware fuckers. You ruin everything. Why don't you ransomware GameStop? Like, why don't you do a worthy target?
Yeah, right? Do it to this company that suck. What are you doing it to these, like...
Right. The good people. I actually... It's probably because they know...
The article said that they called it, like, it was really easy to do for them.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's because GameStop has nothing worthwhile to fucking steal from. So, like, why would they bother to
invade
GameStop? It's like, oh... Like, they're failing again and blaming other people.
Like GameStop, GameStop, we want 2 million. GameStop, I can give you 3 used games. How about that? For our information.
Get one free, but if you're a pro member. For
and even then,
a month.
Even then, fuck you. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking.
Yeah, never mind. Whoa.
What's next? What are we talking about?
Well, if you force me to bring it up, I thought it was interesting, but by interesting, I mean it's really stupid, but Blizzard they want to, this is so stupid, they want to make the new heroes free for everyone right away. Quote, we're actively working towards it, and that's the goal. Like, what the fuck's holding you? Like what?
We really do love your money, and we need to recover from the Cosby Room allegations.
Yeah, like, but you know, he's leaving.
Yeah, Bobby Kotick.
He's leaving.
I saw Twitter that his retirement is posted.
He wiped his tears with, like, the billions of dollars he's made.
Oh, no, I gotta go. Don't miss me too much.
He's like trying to hug people.
Change my name legally, and I can start over.
He's trying to like hug people goodbye, and all the women are just like, "No, no, stop! Don't hug me."
Girl number one through four. Yeah, remember their names.
Yeah.
Oh no, you think he would? No, hell no. He'd fire him before he wants to remember a name. Anyway. Yeah, like
I'd fire 1,000 people before I let this company die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so like Overwatch 2, they're pressed for people to play their game because they screwed up two games, Overwatch and Overwatch 2. They're like, yeah, you know, we want to release the heroes like for free now. It's like, okay, like no one's stopping you. You're the one who put it behind a fucking paywall, like. I always thought for free-to-play games, it made more sense to just give each character away for free. Because then once you play that and you really invest your time, then you'll want to buy skins. People don't like to pay money to get the character. They want to
We're looking at this the wrong way. We're not looking at it from their point of view where, man, this recession's really getting hit hard. And we already have these people's, like, gorillions of dollars from all of our, like, 3 IPs that we... actually bother to maintain. What could we possibly do to sway public opinion back in our favor after the absolute catastrophe that this year for Blizzard has given us?
Rob, I think I know the answer for this one.
Free heroes, even though we already have your money.
Oh, I was going to say force people to get different phone plans because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys not have phones?
You don't have a phone? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a prepaid plan.
Whore.
Didn't Overwatch 1
our game.
Have every character for free as they released?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's like what is it like, guys, it's so hard to release these characters. I mean, yeah, we locked them.
How can a game release characters?
What I don't really understand.
I don't get it.
See, what I don't understand is how people are still throbbing hard for this soulless game. I don't legitimately do not understand it.
Have you seen Widowmaker's ass?
Yeah, it got nerfed in Overwatch 2.
Negative ass. Concave ass.
Yeah, so did Tracers. True. So did Doomfist.
Roadhog. Yeah, I know.
Roadhog too. Yeah, like everybody.
Detrimental.
I think people just love the character at this point.
Yeah, I think I don't necessarily want to say it's Blizzard, right?
Like I do.
That forced the pay for a new character. I want to say that it was Activision. It was their influence that was like, you can't release a free character. Because look at Call of Duty.
True.
Rob, I know you don't know.
You mean Cock of Duty? While I eat this chicken nugget?
In all of the previous Call of Duties, I haven't gotten Modern Warfare 3. I have absolutely no interest in getting Modern Warfare 3. But you had to buy new operators. You had to buy the season pass to get the new operator. Period.
Right.
There were also specific bundles for operators that were not in season passes. So it's like, I want to say that when Overwatch 2 came out, it was the Activision side of Blizzard Activision, or Activision Blizzard, I don't know which one comes first, that forced that into like the, hey, we got a new character. Gotta buy it. You gotta buy it if you want the character. But that's maybe just my own personal opinion. I think it's the Activision side of things because
me too, buddy. I don't know how to read either.
Yeah, reading was rough.
It is.
They were trying.
Words are hard.
Anyway, this is when we announced our new Overwatch 2 league. It's I'm the tank, George is DPS, Derek support, Rob is hot. DPS. Yeah. The sex appeal or DPS, and we just need a fifth.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we get Rob a second keyboard and he just like, you know, the
man. Yes, okay. The webmaster.
Rob, you already multitask by playing RuneScape with other games. I think you can do the same thing twice.
It's called not having XP waste.
True. Wow. That was the like the epitome of gamer I've ever heard. It's called not XP waste, okay? Oh god, I'm gonna throw up. Mm. Too many nuggies are gonna do that to you, you know? Nuggies. Yeah, too many nuggies. So this, I don't know. This is just stupid. I think what he said was stupid. The whole point is that, like, oh, they're like balancing issues. And so, like, because once everyone is able to play the character after the pass is already out or like done with, then you have to worry about the new meta because now everyone has access to this character. Like, okay, you're making it harder on yourself.
Literally every game ever, though.
Yeah. Boo-hoo.
What I really like from this article is that I like for every single player to be able to experience a hero the day that a season drops? Yes. Do I think that we will get
there? Do I like money? Yes.
Do I think that we will get there? Yes. I do think that we will get there, and we're actively working towards it right now. Can I talk about the details? No, I can't.
It's Overwatch 3. they're coming back with a sequel.
Actually insane.
Literally insane. Because these people suck. They ruined Overwatch 2. Well, I mean, one, they fucked over Overwatch 2. And now they're trying to screw with us. They're trying to screw everyone. And I hate it. That's right. That's me being angry.
Well, you don't have to pay for characters, but you have to pay every time you want to go into a match. Don't forget to drink your Mountain Dew verification can.
Gamer fuel, yeah.
You didn't give us the $2 for entry. Ooh, you can't join.
I can't join this match. Sorry.
Rob, have you ever played Overwatch?
Unfortunately.
Who did you play as? And let me guess. I want to say. Hold on, give me the class.
Torbjorn.
Oh. What was the class?
Dabbled, but it wasn't.
What was the class?
Class?
Yeah. Gosh, was it DPS tank? Support
or defense
or defense
isn't defense
defense support and
Reinhardt
one of the two
Brigitte or whatever his
Brigitte. So Reinhardt's a tank, number one.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the ones I played, but he wasn't the main one I enjoyed playing. But
Roadhog,
no.
Torbjorn,
D.Va.
The tank, the literal tank.
Hamtaro.
Use your word. Come on.
I can't remember. He was
dead. Wrecking Ball. Bastion.
Yep.
Yeah, Bastion's cool, though. I love Bastion. Yeah,
he was dope.
You know,
yeah, he was so cool that Overwatch 2 was like, hey, guys, you're not allowed to play him. We're going to remove him from the game, period.
Like I put him like a little bit, and then I stopped playing because I'm like, this is really fucking boring.
Why when I... I put Bash into artillery mode. I looked around and then I was like, hold on, I'm gonna try something. And then like, you know, I put some things and other things. It worked. Let's just say it worked.
You kissed your dad on the lips.
Not after that experience. Derek was pretty big in Overwatch, right? Didn't you like
that was a D.Va main. D.Va, yeah. Tracer, Widowmaker.
And the few times I played with Derek, I remember distinctly, I just see the D.Va robot just like fly in and self-destruct mode. And like,
dude, yeah, it was so great. Do they still have the
self-destruct
website where you can like look up your stats?
Yeah, it's called Orange Tube.
Overwatch 2? I'm not... Overwatch 2's dumb, though.
I don't know if they still have that, but...
It's sad.
Gotcha. Well, either way, Overwatch 2, you suck. I think it's kind of like the consensus, right? We can all agree Overwatch 2 sucks for Rooney.
And yes, and it sucks because I would love to go back and actually play it, but
they're too sweaty. The people are too sweaty. I can't like. Yeah, why did you push the turn? Why did you push the load?
Like,
do you know how unfun it is to listen to people in a Discord server play Overwatch 2? Listen to them slowly get tilted all over time because the game is just dumb. Coop. And then you just have to listen to like no less than like 3 different people just mauled in the chat just because they're mad at Overwatch 2. It's like nobody's like putting a gun to your temple and making you play Overwatch. Just put the game down and go play something else.
The hamsters. You know what my worst experience with Overwatch 2 was? The fact that I had the group that I was playing with, we wanted to play comp. We wanted to play like ranked. And there was one person in our 5 that was like, I don't want to play comp. I don't want to play comp. I want to just play casuals. And the people in casuals were even sweatier than any comp game that I have ever played. And it was awful. I'm like, bro, I'd rather go into a lobby of golds and platinums as a silver and I'd have more fun than playing like casuals. Like,
that's why I like playing Hello Kitty Island Creator, because the community's pretty tight there. And
I mean, that's you know, fair.
They're pretty
that's
helpful.
Why today's video is sponsored by Lego Fortnite.
No, but on that note, it's a new segment. We're thinking it's called what's the word that starts with R that could work with this? Rob thought. I don't know. Just Rob thoughts, and it'll be like Rob thinking. Rob thoughts. New segment where Rob tells us his thoughts on the new experience he played. In this case, it's Lego Fortnite.
Yeah,
Lego Rob. Fortnite, pretty chill. 10 out of 10. I'd like to see them kind of bug fix it a little more, but they buffed tool durability, and that's pretty pogchamp. Good job, Fortnite.
Yeah, but what do you like about it?
I don't know. Well, man, so
there do I even like it?
Ways to get around fast, but
right.
I like that the progression for gear forces you into different biomes so that you're not just like doing something like Minecraft where you're literally just going like, all right, down to Y coordinate 16, then start strip mining for diamonds.
12.
Like, I like that it forces you to get out of your comfort zone and go to different biomes, and it doesn't actively punish you for setting up villages in different places.
Yeah, well, when I played with you, I was really fucking mad because it spawned me in the hottest biome. I kept dying to heat. I spawned in a rock. I spawned in a rock. Is that like that you couldn't just walk out of? Like, I literally spawned and then glitched into a fucking rock. And like it took me like 5 minutes to jump out of that. And then once I jump out, I get gangbanged by wolves. And then if I survive the gangbang, I get killed by the heat. and the heat doesn't kill me, some stupid roly-poly bug runs my ass over, and right. then if all of that is it doesn't kill me, I still have to walk 20 fucking miles to Rob's fucking village that's in the northeast hemisphere of the world.
Should have just played mine.
Honestly, yeah. But Rob told me that his friends also had the same grievances, and that's why no one plays with them, because they keep spawned in the shitty heat biome.
When G-Phone was away and you weren't on, and Rob was streaming on that Friday night, and I was hanging out with him, he, Snow, and I logged in, and Snow and I loaded into Rob's Lego, like Lego Fortnite world, and we're like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of not near spawn. So we created a new world just so we can actually experience it.
Yeah.
Because it was the same situation. Like, but
and because it was I have to make because I have to make his life absolutely as miserable as I can, I forced him to wait until I could run like the insane distance it took me to get there to actually dig him out of where he was.
And I kept dying. I died like 20 times. It pissed me off. I'm getting mad thinking about it.
That makes absolute sense to me. I'm sure you absolutely.
Yeah, I'd really like to see
nothing but a gigantic shit eating grin on your face the whole time, just going.
Like, why didn't they not make it so like the home marker is also where like a new spawns are located?
Yeah, I don't know why they do it like that. That's really weird.
Because fuck Minecraft you, Fortnite.
Minecraft doesn't do that either.
Guys, there's armadillos in Minecraft now, okay? It's the perfect video game.
All right, I'm going back.
When are we going to start a Minecraft series? Because apparently like a billion YouTubers get like a billion views from doing a Minecraft series.
You tell me when. We got to pay for a server, but they I'll play Minecraft.
Forever and a day ago.
Like on this week's episode, we're doing a hide and seek, but here's the trick. I'm not locking in, so they never know where to find me. And then we cut the ear cams. It's like, where is this guy? People should like, comment, subscribe to help me find him. Hit the notification bell. Help me find my dad. You know, and then that's our new shenanigans Minecraft series where we just do stupid stunts. And
I think we should, maybe for a community night, we should find a really good prop hunt game and do prop hunt.
That's not a bad idea, but I don't like that you said it. Derek, can you rephrase it in a way that...
Dude, I just came up with the best idea. For one of the community nights, we should probably do a prop hunt.
That's good. Dude, that's right? That's really good.
I know, you're thinking it too. Yeah,
What are in prop hunt games?
Call of Duty.
Of Duty had a prop hunt. I don't know if it still does.
Counter-Strike or Team... What's that one? No, Garry's Mod?
Garry's Mod is where...
Garry's Mod, started. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That'd be fun. Let's make it interesting. Make it life or death. Like, if you get found, it's over.
Terrorist Town or something?
Trouble in Terrorist Town.
Yeah.
That was the Among Us Shout before Simple Among Flips. Us was the thing. Shout out to Simple Flips, indeed.
I'm. You know what? For Trouble in Terrorist Town and Prop Hunt, I'm going to throw it back to some real OGs.
You know, now that I'm thinking about
it. C-Nanners and Mr. Sark.
I don't know those people.
I don't know who those people are, but so speaking of Simple Flips, I looked through some of his recent content. Did he lose weight?
Oh, he lost a lot of weight.
Oh, he lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
He's been killing it.
Keep on killing it, King. Hell yeah.
Gross.
You love to see it.
You never called me King.
Oh, that sucks for you. He's called me King.
Just call me bitch. Like, all the time.
Call me bitch.
That's because I call you babe all the time.
Is there a prop hunt game where we're in the Shrek universe?
I would love a Shrek theme.
Oh, I'm sure we can find that in Garry's Mod.
Wait a second. That's not Donkey.
That's not the waffles Donkey made in Shrek 1.
Yeah. You know, that's a good idea, Derek. I'm glad you brought it up. It was really
sometimes my brain works.
Sometimes, but not all the times. Nah. By the way, did everyone get their Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, I didn't do any.
I kind of did, I guess.
The best part is there's like a Secret Santa like thing at where Derek and I work, And every year for the past 3 years, they've come up to me and they're like, hey, do you want to take part in the Secret Santa? And I'm like, no.
Oh,
thank you. Why would you? And they're like, well, why not, man? It's the season. I'm like, if I'm not buying gifts for my friends and family, what makes you think I'm going to buy them for my coworkers? And I don't want people to buy me gifts. Like,
I already bought him a gift.
Next superintendent right here.
I'm wearing it.
He's wearing it.
Right. George, you got me the gift of being able to play Spider-Man, and that's the best gift of all.
Yeah. And you Rob, you took my butt Spider-Man, and I told you don't bother.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
I even saved you money.
Yeah, that was
and
great.
You know what? When the Spider-Man DLC comes out, if you want to play it, you let me know. We could do it all over again.
Oh, please, dude. With Carnage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you play it before I play it. I was very shocked, though, when I got my PS5 back.
And poop into this
right up Spider-Man and that there were still achievements to do because they were super easy. So
oh,
like,
I mean,
what did you do? Just run through the story? Didn't bother to go and explore?
No, I had a lot of fun exploring. I just, once I beat it and explored some more, I had other things I needed to prioritize, like content creation and finding my dad. You know, it's like these kind of things just got to focus on. You know,
I did the side stuff before I progressed the story. So like, when I beat the story, it was like, oh cool, congratulations, here's your platinum. And I'm like,
Rob,
oh,
did you beat Spider-Man?
I never played it.
What about
borrow my PS5?
I'll ship it to you.
I'll drive it to you.
I'll get it back, but okay.
Oh. No, I kind of want it back. It's Rob, my Mortal Kombat on it that I suck at.
Did you get the Rob pocket bussy for Christmas I got you?
The prototypes are shipping soon, Rob. We promised out by Christmas.
Yeah, if we don't fulfill it, we could get sued.
Yeah. The slogan was, out by Christmas, come in the new year. I'm sure you can understand what that means. From a marketing standpoint. Purely.
I can't tell you how much I used my prototype. I really made sure it was tested.
5 years of business school, $40,000 in debt. This is all what I've been working towards, is making these fleshlights have your face on it.
5 years of business school, huh? Yeah. There's the business brain.
All right, next
glad
topic.
You're using your business degree for
that's right. My power's for good, not evil.
I got these cool Mario pins for free.
Dude. Me too.
Yes. I love these pins. I love them. I love you guys. I love everyone. Everyone.
I don't think you do.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
fair.
You love
yeah.
me.
I love you in the sense that you exist. I love your existence. Yeah.
I feel like that's worse. God.
Rob, did you set up a Christmas tree?
Yeah, we got a fake one.
Yeah, fake's the way to go. Real trees suck. Yeah. They smell. There's pines. It's just like...
You stink. You smell. Go back to Croatia.
Did you put the Mario Superstar at the top?
No.
I have a Triforce on the top of mine, but the light bulb in it died.
Wouldn't do it, but tradition demands it, I guess. So
what's your favorite ornament you have, Rob?
So I have this Polaroid I took of you when I was out there.
Is it like Derek's in the middle of changing and his pants and underwear off and he's like looking back, like, what picture are you taking?
I showed George the other day. Maybe I can get it to pop up. Hold on.
Oh god, is he gonna show us a live face asshole balls?
No, everybody's my background.
Oh,
hell yeah!
We can kind of see it.
That's cute.
That's pretty cute. Yes. For a loser. All right, Rob.
I like how you did that with nothing but a gigantic smile on your face.
I know. I'm crying. A loser who loves my friends.
Rob, how do you gonna? What are you guys' plans for New Year's? You guys gonna? Drink up or something.
Wasted, Rob, yeah, fucking riggedy riggedy wrecked, yo.
No, I don't know if anybody's done any New Year's plans or anything.
What's your New Year's resolution?
What's New Year's resolution?
Back into the gym. As basic as it is.
You know, all I heard was back end, and you know, I was like, yes, I'm hard for it.
Mine's to twist Rob's nipples. That's like a goal.
Mine's to twist his other nipple at the same time. Not only
going back to the gym. I actually have three.
Okay.
Okay. So going back into the gym, getting back into bowling.
Ooh, bowling.
And then
bowling,
oh my god.
Starting to take up or it's starting to learn programming.
I would, well, first of all, I would love to watch you bowl. I would love to see you do like the cool stuff. Yeah. I want to be the commentator that's like, oh, look at that pin action.
He sticks his fingers in that hole. That's
so great. I want to be that one video that circulated around the internet of that pin getting its guts rearranged by the bowling ball with a massive wang.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to watch you that. I always want to get into programming. Me and Derek dabbled in the game programming. It's just we realized we need to focus on content creation before that dream can be utilized. But we still want to do that. But yeah, I could totally see you doing it. And if you could finally program the Goons game, you know, Goons games and game, that'd be pretty.
Yeah.
We do it in like a Kanye Quest kind of deal, and then we create like a zeitgeist hidden like ARG in there that directly funnels us money.
Yeah.
What was that one that what's his name made? The MetaZoo? No, that's the card game.
That's a card game, yeah.
Crypto Zoo. we sell fake crypto eggs that do nothing.
No. Derek. Guys, that's stupid. Look, we it's kind of, same idea but different execution. Instead of these stumped crypto eggs, it's called Crypto Robs. And it's just fusions of pictures of Robs and body parts. Yes.
You know, that's a genius idea. You remember the one with the map where people were buying plots of land with crypto? What if we do that with Rob's body? And, like, everybody, like, fights for little pieces of Rob's body.
So it's like a tactical game, but it's like you're right.
Like, people are, like, reminiscing. I own that left lip.
You own the right butt cheek? Dude, that's crazy.
I got that mole on his balls. No way.
Rob is not amused, but I love it.
I'll keep brainstorming
to any of this.
All right, George, what's your New Year's resolution? And don't say drink more.
Actually, no, because I've done really well with cutting back on drinking.
Really? Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm proud of you. Hold on.
So my New Year's resolutions are to get a new place, you know, have a place of my own get our own place, completely cut out cigarettes, because while I've been very, very sparse on smoking cigarettes, I still have one from time to time in cases of extreme emergencies of anger, frustration, sadness, anxiety, and depression. I want to completely cut out cigarettes in 2024. And honestly, it's very, very stereotypical, but I want to feel better about myself. So just doing things that will enable me to
the feel good approval
on a day-to-day basis instead of...
That would be the
I normally feel.
That would be the roughest one, or like the hardest to overcome. That's like internal. No,
absolutely. Yeah. But it's
something
that I would like to work towards. So I mean, I don't foresee the resolutions being resolved. But at least I feel like I can hit two of the three. Which is
better
than nothing.
I believe in you. You can do it, everyone. Anyone listening, send George the spirit bomb Rob emote of giving your energy.
Positive vibes.
Yeah, positive vibes. Derek, what's your New Year's resolution?
Mine's to take more time for myself. Because okay, George keeps sucks. Yelling at me. But I've already failed. And it's not even New Year's yet. So, you're gonna tell your friend that to come to school tomorrow. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but I'm going to try. I'm gonna try next year.
You absolutely should.
Time for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time for yourself. Time for him to actually.
That or I don't know. Watching
time.
Watching some anime girls on the TV. You know. Just
sit down and chill the fuck out.
No, dude.
I don't have time to do that. Yeah, that's
literally
I do not have time to chill out.
And that's what I tell you that you need to try to do. Like,
no. You know what that does to me? Like, I could follow those directions, but then I won't see growth. And I'd rather have growth on the channel than be satisfied with myself. That's just...
And I agree with that. And, like, I need to get back into recording so that I can give you guys more stuff, too. But at the same time, like, I mean, that's why I stopped editing. I don't have time to edit, like, with everything I have going on. But I at least have 1 or 2 days a week where I don't plan or do anything. And by constantly filling up your schedule, it doesn't leave any room for you and your mental health to get better. So if you have mental health issues, it's going to only continually get worse. You need to relax and take time to yourself every once in a while.
That's what sleeping and doom scrolling is for.
Okay.
That's it hurt my toe. That hurt. Ow. Anyway. I understand what you're saying, George, and from a normal standpoint, I completely agree, but I refuse to take time for myself. I would rather use that time for, and this is just me, I'd rather use that time for content creation, and literally, I'm not even joking, every day of my week is scheduled. It's like, these 3 days or 4 days content creation, these 3 days girlfriend, or like, every day of mine is scheduled. There is nothing that is random.
Same.
Can I finish? I didn't interrupt you.
No. You didn't interrupt me. I'm sorry. What were all the fucking sound bites?
That's not interrupt. I golf clap with approval. What are you talking? Oh, you didn't. No, see, hold on. Where is it? Right here. This was before. That's for approval. I was like, good job. I'm glad you're cutting out drinking. But my new resolution is, I'm hoping we get possibly 5,000 to 6,000 subs on YouTube. Because we saw really good growth this year because we made a lot of changes. We had probably the best last month and a half we ever had in terms of subscriber growth of like, we broke our average of 150 to 250, right?
250. No. Around 250, but
that's what I mean. Like it, before the average was like 150, and last month, it was 250. So that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Go on the treadmill more. Stick to my diet so I don't die from heartburn. That'd be kind of cool. You know, it's fun not choking on heartburn when in the middle of your sleep. It's actually a pretty cool experience to just sleep and not feel like you're just choking. I don't recommend trying it. It's pretty abysmal. Let's see. Honestly, all my goals are just like grow the channel, have more fun content, stick to a plan that me and Derek create in terms of like our future content creation goals. I guess bathe more. You know, that'd be kind of cool. You know, like. I'll try bathing twice a week, you know, try to push the limits.
No.
Okay. I'll stick to one. You're right. And I guess my last one is to go a whole year without seeing a mouse. That'd be pretty cool.
I feel like that one's impossible. You have no control over that.
Well, my apartment's a pretty mouse free zone, but that could obviously change. I'm hoping anywhere I visit, I'm going to like ask a prerequisite. Like, have you ever had a history of mice or mouses? And they're so like,
you're never going back to Derek's house.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that by the time I see him again, Rob will punch all the mice necessary. Cause Rob is the mouse puncher.
I don't think that's in the cards currently. So if I'm
working
on
it, he stops by every now and then just punches one.
Hey, Derek!
Like, no shit. If Rob periodically just stops by every once in a while just to punch some fucking mice, and he doesn't tell me he's in town, I'm
What are you gonna do about it?
Cry.
I'm gonna be sad.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah? I'm gonna be sad. Why don't you pick a fucking hill to die on and stay on it?
I want to see the extent of which when my beard will stop, like, growing out.
Fuck you, Rob.
I think that's, like, that's another resolution I have, like, don't shave the beard. You know? I want to see if I can get to Viking levels. Or, like, you know, like, a bird's nest level where if a bird swooped in, it could hibernate or rest in my beard. Oh, you know what? Actually, next year is going to be the year I get dead god status in Isaac. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to finish up Isaac. I'm going to then get a dead god tattoo to solidify my upper echelon status. Right, Rob?
No comment.
Rob, you know if you get it, you have to get a tattoo. Also,
can
is it
a, be Isaac themed? Does it have to be
a dead god? Is it a? Would it be weird if we all got like GGG tattoos on our butt cheeks for solidification purposes?
Hell no.
Did you say for verification? Are we putting up a verification like video on Orange Tube?
See, I would put a GGG tattoo on me. I'm still not convinced that I'm not going to get kicked off the channel.
Well, I mean. That's just you got to roll the dice on that one. And do we want to do tattoos which is paid for, or do we want to go the free route and brand ourselves? It's just all.
Okay. I have a fire pit.
Yeah, branding can Rob we,
can
night.
We can we do both? Can we do both?
Branding and spit roasting Rob in one night. I'm in it.
Wait, Rob. I need to hear this next part. It's a genuine question. Rob! For next year, are you gonna like accept your role as the sex icon of Goons Games and Gear? I feel like you haven't really accepted it, and
probably not going to, because I don't feel like I should be objectified by you.
I'm not by me, it's by all of us. Let's be a little realistic for a second. I think we can all agree Rob is the best looking one here, right?
I think Rob is the best looking.
Yeah, I think best Rob's best looking.
I'm pretty sure that got put to a vote and people said Derek, so.
No, I think people said you.
Which Derek?
Three people against a community. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Whatever. Derek doesn't have your awesome, like, silver fox hair. He's not nearly as tall as you. Derek, I don't mean to put you on. I was gonna say, Rob's obviously got you beat in multiple different inches. He's like, have you heard his voice? He can be Irwin, he can be anyone. Like, your voice is sexier. You're just a sex appeal, Rob. You have to, we're gonna have like sex appeal Rob shirts, right?
Huh?
Sex appeal Rob shirts,
huh?
Right. Anyway, I forgot to put the outro button, but that's the show, guys. That's right. We're back better than ever. Like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. Join our Discord. I hope you guys have a great new year, new resolution, a great Christmas with your fans, family, pets, political enemies, everyone you possibly can. From our hearts to your home, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And also, pre-order the prototype Rob light.
And come in the new year the right way. That's right. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Woo! See you in the new year.
And if you hate the New Year's, welcome.
Come in the new year with us. Oh, and join our Lethal Company game. Community night. Yeah, join it.
The Lethal Company Friday. Bye. Okay.
Yeah, bye. Have a good one. I'll see you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.